Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu. For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Wednesday's Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge.
And we are so excited because one of our most favorite housewife franchises is Salt Lake City.
Yes.
And we have on the very one and only Whitney Rose. Hello.
Hello, you two. So excited to be here.
Hi, Whitney.
And I'm so glad you love Salt Lake City. I didn't know that.
Yes, oh, it's one of our absolute favorites.
We're so hooked. And I mean, I obviously won't share any of this, but I already saw episode one and I am deceased.
Wait, I haven't seen episode one. I'm jealous.
Well, you didn't log out of your press screener then.
Well, I've been a little bit busy lately.
I will not talk about the episode, but it is so good already. I'm hooked.
Okay, so I haven't seen it obviously yet, but just give me your top three, not any details about the episode, but like top three words to describe it.
Oh. I would say messy. I would say shocking. And I would say I laughed.
Okay. I like to see my housewife shockingly messy.
Yeah, shockingly messy. I think there's a lot of dynamics that are shifting around, which leads me to my first question.
Yes.
How closely related are you and Heather? When you say you're cousins, how closely related are you?
So we're very distant cousins. I think that, okay, my great grandfather and her great grandmother were brother and sister. So that's two generations once removed.
Okay.
Okay.
How you say it?
Is this something you knew, or is this something you did on 23andMe?
Yeah. Was this like all of a sudden you're on the show and you're like 23andMe? Oh shit.
Yeah. Actually, we were friends before we knew we were actually related. So we had been friends for a couple years, like acquaintance friends, never like terribly close. The show actually brought us closer together. But her father passed away, and I took her out to dinner to mourn with her. And she showed me her genealogy from some of the stuff from the funeral. And she showed me like her family tree. And I'm like, that's my grandpa. And I'm like, scroll up. I'm like, that's my great grandpa.
That's crazy.
What?
Found out over drinks. Yeah. Just
is that pretty common in the LDS community that you will have some crossover like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially in Utah. I would say the LDS community in Utah, because the Mormon pioneers settled Utah. Yeah, so if you think about it, there was only so many families that founded the state. At some point, we're all going to go back to this.
Okay, so what housewife are you related to? I'm related to Leon Lachlan.
Not surprising. Not surprising. I don't think I'm related to anybody.
I guess you are.
I'm too scared to do a 32, like a 23andMe. Cause like my luck, I like won't even have the same right parents. Everything will be askew.
But Teddy, I'll do it if you do it. I've been nervous too, because I literally have a tattoo for my grandparents. I thought that they were like a second generation Germans in the US. And then turns out that one of them was in foster care or something. So I want to do it because I actually don't even know my dad's side of, I was told we're German, but I don't know if we are.
Yeah. I don't know. My mom's mom passed away when she was super young. And then, you know, I've just been told like you're half Italian, half German. That's really all I know. So But we'll see.
Okay, you guys need to do it.
We need to do it. Hey, do you want to, we're going to Bravo. Are you going to be at BravoCon?
Yeah, I'll be at BravoCon.
So let's make a deal. I'll hold you accountable. Let's do our 23andMe prior to BravoCon. And then we could discuss it there on 2T's.
Well, you might not get your results back by then.
Yes, you get them back pretty quick. Unfortunately, a friend of mine got it back pretty quick.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I love that idea. And then we can share results in New York.
Maybe you guys are related.
Well, I have another LDS question just while we're there.
Yeah.
Speaking about it. So I have a couple girls that work for me, and they're like, if they're in a bathing suit, if they're in certain things, they're in the undergarments. But if you're at a gym in Utah, all the girls are dressed like pretty much with no clothes on. Is there a different rule when you're at the gym?
No, they changed that rule. It used to be that way. You used to be encouraged or required to dress modestly, like to cover the undergarment at the gym, but they changed that rule now. So when you're wearing workout gear or a swimsuit, you don't have to wear your garments. And it is really funny because I live on a community walking path, and I die over watching all the women in their sports bras and like Lululemon leggings. And I'm like, wait, what are you like?
That's what I was confused about. I'm like, you're in a dress, you have to cover all these things up, but then all of a sudden we're at the gym and you are, and everybody's got like their perfectly brand new boobs, everything. And I'm like,
That's the way, that's how you get around it. There's always a loophole. Good for these girls.
Yeah, exactly. What are the undergarments for?
When you get married in the Mormon temple, so we have, it's hard to explain it quickly. If you're married in the Mormon temple, not anyone can just walk off the street and go in the temple. You have to have a recommend. So you have to meet with your bishop, go through a series of interviews, and they give you like a temple card. So when you enter the temple, you have to show proof that you're worthy to be there.
We wouldn't get a card.
I'm not worthy.
but a lot of people lie. So if you're down for lying, a lot of people.
Well, speaking of down for lying, is Lisa Barlow still in the LDS community? And if so, is she drinking alcoholic beverages?
Yes. Yes. And yes, she's still in the LDS community. I was actually texting her yesterday and she's like, I'm in sacrament. I'll text you later. And yeah, and we've definitely partaken of Vita Tequila. She just does her own thing. Like she doesn't take the letter of the law literally.
Yeah.
Like
Sounds like
See, for her in Utah, it's called a Jack Mormon.
Oh, right, right.
I don't want to follow any of the rules, but I like to attend my local church with my neighbors.
I was just going to call it a Dirty Mormon.
Dirty Mormon, Jack Mormon, it's all the same.
And is soaking a real thing?
What?
Yes.
Ah! You know what called soaking? What? Hello, get with the LDS lingo.
That's like, you got to go. Yeah, you got to get with the lingo. Okay. Soaking, we used to, back in my era, we called it the BYU float.
Yeah. So could you give her a little definition of the soaking? No, no, Tam, you're in the wrong direction.
You're not to get married in the temple. Well, you can have sex and repent, but you're not supposed to have sex until you're married in the Mormon religion. And it's something that's held as a really high virtue. So to get around it, people like what we DF. Do you remember? Do you know what that is? DFing, Levi loving.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, but there's this thing called BYU float where you put it in and just don't move.
Yeah. So you just soak the dinger in the V.
Yeah. So you just,
it just, you don't.
How is that physically possible to just,
as stop? Long as you don't penetrate,
oh my
you just
goodness.
Soak, then it, they get by it. It. I mean, it's like,
I thought it was like in a bathtub and you're soaking your sins away.
But there's a lot of rules that are a little bit wild. Like the fact that coffee isn't allowed, but they're all like pounding Red Bulls. I'm like, what is going on?
Wow.
It's an interesting culture. It really is a really fascinating, it's very hypocritical, if you will. I don't know another word to use besides hypocritical, because you can't drink coffee, but you drink Monster. You only wear your garments when you have regular clothes on.
There's no consistency. Yeah.
Yeah. I just think it's the church's way of trying to adapt with the modern times, honestly.
Well, that's good though. It's a good thing that they're being a little bit more relaxed about it.
And then how are you feeling now that the show's about to air?
Okay. So this is my third season and I'm still nervous. I think I'm more nervous for this season than any of the seasons, because a lot happened in my life in real time. Like as we were filming, a lot happened. A lot changed in my life. A lot.
Well, that's good.
It's it's good, but it's like
interesting.
I definitely am messy. That's for sure.
I love my housewives messy. And getting right into the show. I mean, a lot of people are saying, "Did Whitney hit Heather?" I'm like, no, it's filler bruise. It's something like that.
Okay. I wish I could tell you more about this situation. But no, I still don't know what happened.
Wow.
Oh!
It's a secret.
Yeah. So I'm going to be watching right along with you.
Wow.
So can you at least tell us how long she's going to be having the eye patch on?
Oh, I didn't see the eye patch. I just saw the bruise.
No.
I saw somewhere maybe it was in the trailer.
Yeah, it was in the trailer. Like, was she doing like a dance with or something with the?
No.
Okay, so you know those like Turkish evil eyes?
Yes.
That was kind of a common theme in our group this year. Like, we all gave each other Turkish evil eyes, and I think in the trailer Heather was like holding them up on her eye. That's
that's what I was thinking. Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
But no, I'm excited for this season. I'm learning. I think you can both attest to this or help me get through this. It's hard to not care what people think. It's hard to get to that point where you're like, I know that this is going to be 50% are going to love it, 50 are going to hate me. But it's hard. It's like really hard to just be like, I'm okay with myself. So whatever, I'm just going to roll with it and have fun.
Yeah. By season 13, you'll get over it.
Or you won't. Or you'll text me at 2 a.m.
There's always some level of, you know, we don't want to look like total crazy whack jobs, but then, you know, we want to show our truth and be authentic to who we are and not censor ourselves. So, you know, people are going to talk, and it really doesn't matter if you are a saint or if you're drunk and sloppy. People are going to talk, and people will always be 50% split. Now, did you ever get over the sexy scene from last season?
Oh, I've been wanting to talk to you about that.
You still get DMs about it, I'm sure.
Oh, I get so much hate for it still. And like a couple of my kids' friends' parents have stopped responding when I text, like for playdates and things like that. And I'm assuming it has to do with that. And Our Zion trip, I was like hammered every night. Like just, we have fun in Salt Lake. We drink.
Yeah.
That's and good. I mean, we couldn't drink our entire life, you know, we were told we can't drink alcohol. So we're making up for lost time. But I've recovered personally, emotionally, like, but it's still a thing. And you'll see as the season plays out that there was major ramifications from it.
Oh, geez. Well, yeah.
Hold on. Major ramifications from the sex scene.
And you'll see that play out there. It was a lot. It was one of those moments where I thought they were going to just tease it. Like I literally thought it was like, okay, we're going to put down the canvas and then we're going to shut the door. And then, you know, production's going to leave.
But well, that was kind of like my bathtub scene. Like I thought it was just, we were going to get in the bathtub and that was going to be it. But Eddie was so nervous. He kept drinking and drinking. And then he got in the bathtub and then he launched me. And I'm like, what are you doing? and then production literally ran out.
Just for the record, iHeart, you can keep this in, but I want a side-by-side of Whitney's canvas scene and Tamara's bathtub scene in this clip. Thank you so much.
Yes, we got to do that.
But
Here's the thing is I knew to stop, but when I'm in the moment,
I knew to stop.
I can't help myself.
Yeah.
When I'm feeling it, I'm like, it's too late to tell me no. And Justin, he was like, the poor man's like, am I the guy that tells my wife, no, I don't want to have sex with you?
Right.
Or am I the kid that's like, hey, this is crossing the line for the whole world to be a part of?
Well, I think for me, it just shows that you're not a housewife that produces yourself. Like you know, like in your head, like, oh, we should stop, but you know what? This is who I am and this is happening.
Well, speaking of housewives that possibly are producing themselves, have you spoken to Jen Shaw since she pled guilty? And if so, what'd you talk about?
I have not spoken to her.
Oh, wow.
Since she pled guilty. I talked to her. I sent her a text the day after she left to New York for her pre-trial stuff. So that was like 2 days before she changed her plea.
Wow.
And I haven't reached out to her and she hasn't reached out to me. So my thing with Jen Shaw, I always just give her what she gives me.
Yeah.
Like if she's being so in my face nasty, then I'm going to cut her out and be done. But if she's being nice to me, I'll be nice to her.
What about Mary Cosby? There was stuff in the press recently that she won her, was it a trial or it was dropped or something like that? Do you talk to her?
Yeah, aiding and abetting, whatever, a minor. Yeah, I think that, I don't know the details about that, but I think that it's just her son's girlfriend. I don't know facts about that.
Do you still talk to her?
No, I have not spoken to Mary. She blocked me on everything.
She did.
Oh. I know. But I kind of, even though she's, you know, she has a lot out there about her, she's not always the nicest person. I do miss her. Like, she brought a lot to the
I'm going to miss her on the show. Uh-huh. I just know I am.
Well, her Instagram.
She brought a lot.
She did.
Well, since you're blocked, I can tell you her Instagram post caption said, I don't live my life to please people. I live my life to please God. To the people who are committed to believing lies, truth will always stand. Love you guys so much. Don't worry about the haters. Let them worry about you. And it was criminal charges have been dropped against Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star Mary Cosby in a court filing obtained by Fox 13 News. The Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office dropped misdemeanor charges of harboring a runaway and contributing to the delinquency of a minor against Cosby and canceled a pending trial date. Cosby and her son, Robert Cosby Jr., were charged last year in Salt Lake City. So, you know, the case against Robert Cosby Jr. was dropped earlier this year as well. So that's really where she is.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin 4 days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Well, I guess the only other Jen Shaw question I do have is, would you be sending any money in to put in her books?
No.
Okay.
I mean, unless she really needed, like if her family needed it, like if her kids, I'm mostly concerned about her kids. She has a son that is in high school.
Yeah.
And can you imagine what his life is like right now?
No.
So if Jen was like, hey, my kids need help, then I would help her family. But
what kind of vibe do you get from Coach? I always wonder, like, I'm like, I can't, it's hard for me to tell on the screen because it's like, he's so nice all the time. I'm like, and I know our husbands, they're not so nice all the time. They can be assholes.
He's like too good to be true. Right. Yeah. Always like so well poised, well spoken. But yeah, Coach Shaw, how does he not know?
I mean,
that's the question.
Do you watch Beverly Hills?
Yes.
Do you think Erica knew?
She had to have. Unless she literally lived in a completely different life in a silo, like unless their marriage was completely siloed and she had no idea. But here's the thing is if your husband just all of a sudden started buying you like gifts that were way more lavish than you normally are accustomed to, or throwing parties that are way over the top, cost a lot more than you're used to, wouldn't you question like, hey, how, like, I knew business was good, but what, like, how, what's going on? Or would you just turn your head the other way?
No, well, I would ask.
But here's the difference. He didn't, with Erica, I don't know about Jin Chao, but with Erica, it wasn't like it started later. It was always that way from the, you know, remember she was a hostess at the restaurant he was eating at. And so it always was gifts. It was always
millions of dollars being thrown in her LLC.
I have no idea about that part, but I am just saying it with Jin. I don't know if all of a sudden she just started spending money a lot more, buying the bigger homes, or if that was always the lifestyle.
Well, she just rented those.
She rented them. Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say that she didn't buy anything.
They actually had like zero assets on her books as far as like homes, cars. She rented everything.
Oh. She had a rented lifestyle.
Yeah. There is a rumor that Jen, again, it's not facts, it's rumor, but that when Jen saw who was going to testify against her, like the witnesses, the evidence, that Coach Shaw was listed in there. And so she took the plea to protect him.
That would make sense.
Because I think that you, I don't.
Can you testify against your husband? Well,
you can't. And you can't be in prison at the same time.
Right.
So
I guess I didn't even realize that.
Is this going to be a Teresa and Joe thing?
I was just thinking, one, you're going to have to rotate in and out of jail. I mean, I don't know how long you go to jail for such a thing, but.
I don't want to ever go to jail for anything.
Uh-huh. It's so crazy. Like, I still get the chills thinking about the fact that we were on a bus headed to a girls' trip and federal agents stormed the bus and we had no idea why. Like, we had no idea what was going on. I thought they were strippers. I honestly thought Jen hired strippers. That's like how far out, like, left field it came. And I think I even said, I'm like, why don't their outfits match? That's really weird. Like, we have HSI. I'm like, and I was like, what is HSI? I didn't know. Homeland Security.
I didn't know. Oh, I wouldn't either.
NYPD. And I'm like, oh, we have males and female strippers. This is great.
So who figured it out first in that car?
Finally, once we realized they were serious and we looked out the windows and we had SWAT surrounding us and they had closed off the entire parking lot.
What a scary
Heather
thing.
Finally, because it was in front of Beauty Lab, Heather was like, oh shit, like, I'm going to get off and go see what's going on. And so Heather was like the first to get any information. And then we all kind of just like numb, like, what? Like, what do we do? Do we still go on our girls' trip? What are we supposed to do?
And then y'all did, and it was all the things. So we're really glad you didn't miss it. Also, this season, we're seeing that you are pretty chummy with Lisa Baby Gorgeous Barlow.
Yes.
How did that happen?
I never imagined it happening, honestly.
Isn't it like funny how those things happen?
Yeah. Without giving too much of it away, like, I realized that I saw her through someone else's lens. You know how when your bestie doesn't like someone and they're just talking shit all the time, you kind of see that person through that lens. As much as you don't want to, you do. Yeah. And I just started seeing her. I gave her a chance to see her in a different way. And she did the same to me and realized, like, wow, there's a lot about her I didn't understand. So now I understand her.
Yeah, it's crazy how alliances change from year to year on every housewife show.
And honestly, she was there for me, like, through some of the hard stuff that I go through this season.
You talk about like the past trauma this season. And I was curious about something because I've heard two different ways. Like, I don't remember a lot of my childhood. And there are some therapists that say, like, don't unblock it. like just let it, you know, talk about, you know, rebuilding and those types of things. And then some say like, no, let's try to remember what it is that you've blocked out. Are we going to, is that the direction you're going?
No, I'm the first direction. Unfortunately, some of it was like plopped right in my face and I was forced to remember because of some of the other people involved. And I started getting like these weird memories or feelings or like, it was just like this crazy process that started happening. And I'd get these like feelings and I would talk to my family members and they'd be like, oh yeah, that is true. Like we're waiting for you to like, we didn't know if you were ever going to talk about it, but I feel like it's done. It's in the past. I've already moved on. Like I've grown so much and done so much like therapy and healing work that I don't need to know. I don't need to go back there and relive it because that's already done. I'm more focused on just accepting it and looking to the future.
Yeah, moving forward. How is your relationship with your family? Are you speaking to your father?
I haven't spoke to my father for 2 years.
I'm sorry. That's tough.
Yeah. Do you want to hear a crazy story?
Yep.
Yeah.
So he and I had to kick him out of my house because he wasn't holding up his side of the deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I had to learn to hold a boundary with him for his benefit.
Yes. Yeah. For his sobriety. Right?
For his sobriety and for, to protect my children too.
Yeah. So, and yourself.
Yeah. And myself. And, so he moved in with his friend who is an old plastic surgeon. And I have my theories on that's where he maybe was getting, you know, pills from. I don't know this for fact, but my dad was doing so good, but he moved back in with him. And that's when I stopped hearing from him. And then that doctor ended up passing away from COVID. And I hear that my dad is still living in his home.
Wow.
My dad like just took it over, renovated it. And
wow. Now, is that in Salt Lake City?
Yes. Utah County, south of Salt Lake.
Do you think that they were like,
In a relationship.
I don't know. That just like where my head went. Like
mine too.
Yeah. No, I don't think that. I just think that they were good buddies that, I mean, I still want to protect my dad. I don't want to talk crap about him, you know, like,
no, you're not.
It's deeper. I think it was more of the addiction thing.
But yeah. They were bonded through addiction. Yeah. That makes sense.
And no one's coming for the house as far as I know, because he was divorced and he had already like paid out his ex and his kids and that was all set. So he just had this house where he lived and he had like a crazy girlfriend that I never met her, but my brother FaceTimed me when he went over there to check on him and she was like strung out for sure.
Oh my gosh. So he's in it again.
Yeah. But I hear from people around town that like, your dad looks so good. Like he looks healthy. He looks happy.
Well, that's good. Yeah. You know, as long as you're protecting yourself and your family, that's really all you can do.
I'm sure you guys will reunite.
And honestly, I'm at the point where I think I'm accepting the fact that I probably won't, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And then you might. I didn't talk to my dad for almost 10 years and then I reunited with him. So I get where you're at in the feelings, like even though like in an everyday situation, you don't really think about the pain of the loss of not having your dad there, but sometimes it just kind of like hits you. It's overwhelming. It was for me anyways.
It's hard because it's like you're mourning someone that's still alive.
Yeah.
Yep. And I've used that before.
Yeah. And he's only 20 minutes from me.
Yeah.
So it's weird to know that we're both wandering around the same town, but I'm like mourning him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But sometimes it's like you want something from somebody that they just can't give.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just the heartbreak of every time you see them and letting you down, you know? I mean,
yeah. I hope he is happy. I hope he's content because his heart is pure gold. Like he's a really good person. I always say his heart is gold, but his mind is dark.
Yeah.
And, you know, mental, it really has opened up my eyes to like make sure that we take mental health very seriously in my house, you know, mental and emotional health.
Yeah. That's for sure. Not to keep it on a low, but we're seeing that, you know, in the trailer that there's a rift between you and Heather this season. How did that spill over to Girls Trip? What does that mean? Like going forward, like what can you tease us?
What can I tease you? I didn't see that one coming either. I didn't expect Heather and I to have a fight or have a rift. Unfortunately, it could have been a one-time thing. It could have been just in the moment thing. We were both drunk and, you know, you see us screaming at each other in lingerie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could have been.
I was wondering what Heather's outfit was. I was confused.
Okay. So that is funny. I'll save that for when it airs, but we had a really shady themed party.
Okay.
It had to do with Meredith and Lisa's rift, you know, moment. Gotcha. But I, unfortunately, it carried through the entire season. It carried over into Girls Trip and it's still weird.
How was Girls Trip?
It was so much fun. Yes. I loved it. Like it was like House Life Olympics.
Yes.
But I was in Thailand on vacation. It was like, it was so different. It was like harder in the sense of we filmed a lot more, right?
Yeah. Longer days.
Longer days. Sure.
And you don't really have history with anybody on the show. So you have to like work overtime to get to know them. Uh-huh. And it's interesting.
But it was like easy in a sense. I liked, in a way, it was easier than filming in your own city though. Like the disagreements or the drama, whatever, was easier because you didn't have that investment of
carrying it back to your home.
I have to see. Yeah. It's like, it was a really unique experience and I loved every second of it. There were some hard moments, but there was some amazing, and we were in Phuket, Thailand. So it was,
I know. I'm a little jealous that you guys,
I know.
I mean, you were at Dorinda's.
I was in Massachusetts.
Can you imagine if we were on the same trip?
I don't even know if y'all would have clothes on. Anyways.
Okay.
Whew. Well, anywho.
That's Eddie's one question to me every day I film. Did you keep your clothes on?
I'm coming to Orange County in October, right after BravoCon. I'm coming and staying in San Clemente. And
I was going to say my house is right there.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully I get to see you.
Yeah, we'll go out.
That would be so fun.
What are you coming in town for?
It's my kids' fall break.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and I grew up going to San Clemente every summer. So, and we didn't make it this summer. So October is the best because the water's warm, right?
Yeah, it's still warm right before it gets cold. That's a good time.
Yeah.
Did Leah really throw poop at an elephant on the girls' throw elephant poop at someone on the girls' trip?
Okay. No, not directly elephant poop, but when you see us, you saw us at the elephant sanctuary, like we bathed the elephants.
Yes.
And we got into this muddy water to bathe them. And you pick up the mud to wipe on the So there probably is elephant poop in there. Like I was like getting all into it and I'm like massaging the elephant, and then I was like thinking about it, and I'm like,
I gotta get out of here.
I'm probably washing the elephant in its own feces.
Oh my God. Well, Candace said that people's health was declining before our very eyes. I mean,
heard about that.
Yeah. Was this
say that again? Candace said what?
That people's health were declining before our very eyes.
Because they were playing in poop.
That's what I was going to say. What, did they get pink eye from all the shit?
No, they could probably get septus.
Yeah. I think, I don't know if that's like really coded language, but two people did get sick and a lot of people, it was so hot. People are passing out, like crew, everyone. It was so hot.
Who did you bond with the most on Girls Trip?
Candace, actually.
And what?
It shocked me. Yeah.
And who,
it
who
completely shocked me. I thought that she and I were going to have beef because I went on record and said she was my least favorite housewife of all time.
Oh, well, look at Brandy and I. Brandy and
yeah.
I.
Oh, yeah.
Brandy and I had major beef.
Do you guys think that maybe you said that because you see something of yourself in that other person?
Possibly.
Probably. Now that I met Candace, absolutely. Yeah. Like, she is actually so sweet and so kind, and she is a lot of fun. Like, she and I were the ones that were up every night. The last two.
That's how me and Brandy were.
I love it. Yeah. And then let's talk about the titty cake for a second. You were a pretty good sport.
I bought a titty cake once.
But Tam had a titty cake before, but yeah. I was curious. Yeah. What was your actual reaction with Meredith's husband when he kind of stuck his whole head in?
Okay. When he started licking the nipple, I was like, ugh.
You're all a little too much.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe
you just crossed the line. You just made it weird.
Maybe this cake was a bad idea, but that's just Seth. Like, he loves to push the limits and the boundaries, and it still wasn't worse than Love is Art. So
true.
Yeah. True. So nobody was truly offended by it, because I wasn't offended by it watching it.
No, I think people were like concerned that I was okay with that and concerned that I would give him the cake. But I thought it was a funny way to be like, hey, you brought up my cleavage enough. Here's a mouthful. Like, shut up.
Like, yeah. Yeah. And did your husband ever get jealous, or he's just like, he seems pretty chill.
No, Justin is so chill. And he knew that it wasn't a threat. He didn't know that I was starting to be uncomfortable with it. And yeah. He just is like, it's Seth. Like, that's what Seth does.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
We have friends like that.
So who's your favorite other, you can't say your own, your favorite husband from your franchise? Because you guys actually have all married housewives. Well, there's only five of you.
No, Heather's not married.
Oh, Heather's single. Right. Yeah.
Heather's single.
John Barlow is so solid. Like, he's just like Justin. Like, so chill. A guy's guy. He can sit there with a beer while we're just blowing up the house.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah.
What house?
I appreciate a husband like that, that supports their wife.
What house husband gets most involved in the drama?
Oh, one of the friends of.
Oh, yeah. I want to ask you, I met this girl. I guess you guys have two Angies.
Yeah, we have two Angies and a Dana.
Okay, so I was at a horse show in San Clemente, and I got a DM from Angie, not the one that says the thing about Jen's books in the trailer, Angie the K. other one.
Yeah, Angie K. Her daughter
rides.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she met, they were so nice. They brought like horse cookies to my daughter's horse, like really nice. But does she get involved in the drama much this season?
You're going to love her.
I am?
I think that she's added a lot to our group for sure.
Because they're saying the other Angie is now two seasons in of, you think she's going to be a housewife and then she's a friend of. So is she less?
No, they're all equally engaged. it's just, it's so hard because I can't reveal it, but it's.
That everybody's involved and we're going to get to know them. Actually,
everyone is involved. And I think that this season is the first season where at some point the pressure was on everyone. Like, have you ever had someone on your cast where they just seem to like, or in your group seem to like skirt by, like they don't ever have to deal with anything.
Yes.
And you're like, I literally, every time I show up somewhere, I am the talking point. I am the, like, the target, right?
Well, that's because you're most valuable player.
But also, it's because there's only five. Think about Atlanta. There's,
75.
and 16 friends.
Look at Beverly Hills.
Yeah, Beverly. I mean, when I looked at your little snow globe of you guys, just, like, the five of you standing there, I was like, because I remember when even being in on Beverly Hills, when we went to Provence and only five of us could go on the trip, it was like full court press the whole time because five of you have to do the work of eight.
Well, back in the day, that's all we had, was like five housewives.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
But then you actually get to really know and see the relationships.
Well,
and
I think that's why dynamic shifts so much too, is because you get to know us individually so much more.
Yeah. I feel like the casts are getting bigger on every franchise.
How do you feel about Meredith?
I like Meredith. Like I'm.
I. You know what? That's the pitch I want.
I like Meredith. I don't have any beef with Meredith.
Right, but would you go on like a one day get like a little sleepaway vacation with her to a spa or?
Oh, not currently. No. Okay. Had you asked me that just 9 months ago? Yeah, I would have.
Oh,
and then if you ask her next year, she
know what I'm feeling. She can't confirm or deny. I think this is because she's all tight with Lisa Bartle. How would you feel?
No, I keep them very separate. Those relationships are.
Would you get over a hot mic moment?
Would I?
Yeah.
That's such a good question. Okay, here's the thing. If it would happen to me, or if I was the one that said all the shit. Sorry.
If it happened to you, if somebody said a bunch of stuff that they had never said to anybody behind your back, or like, this is the first you've ever heard of it from this person.
Yeah. If it was the first I've ever heard of it, that would be hard to come back from. I think I could forgive, but I would never forget.
Yeah.
But well,
when someone's doing that, I mean, obviously she was heated and she was mad. And sometimes things come out of your mouth. Sometimes they're truthful. Sometimes they're just out of anger. So I think you have to take all that in consideration as well.
Absolutely.
But it's one thing if you're saying you're an effing asshole, but it's another if you're like saying a million things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there is like a laundry list, right? Like,
yeah.
If you watch back though, season two, I never rewatch it. I can't. I cringe watching myself. I don't know if you're the same way, but, I do remember like Jen Shaw said all of those things all season two about Meredith. And like if our ride down to Zion, you hear Jen say all that stuff. And then I started like recalling in my head, I'm like, oh my God, like this has been said and building up. So Lisa and Jen have probably talked about it.
Right. But now the dynamics have shifted, or at least they had, because I had seen that Meredith had posted on her Insta story right before, we can't get into it, but like posted the little thing, like having Jen's back.
Yeah, she did. And then Jen changed her plea and she took it down.
Yeah. How'd that work out for her?
How'd that 24-hour expiration date of an Insta story work out for you?
Less than 24 hours. She took it down before the story disappeared on its own.
Well, wow. We're going to have to
You know how it is. Everyone sends you everything. You're like,
yeah,
yes.
Well,
please let me live in peace. I don't want to know.
Well, speaking of living in peace, we can't let you, because everyone wants to know why at the photo shoot for your brand, did you have your old branding there?
I was just giving it away. I don't know. That was such a poor oversight on my part.
So like, it was just an accident.
It was an accident. Like we were just giving it all away because those people. Because when I did the photo shoot, I was still selling under Iris and Beau.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So like I was selling Iris and Beau and I was trying to just liquidate everything, like get all my inventory gone to make way for Wild Rose Beauty, which was launching in November. That was in March. And so in real time, it was like, oh, all these people are my customers and ambassadors. Take it.
Yeah.
For supporting me. But then I didn't think in my head like, oh, this is going to air later.
Yeah.
And I should be wearing that.
It was an honest mistake.
It was an honest mistake. You know, Sheree would never. Nope. she released her website right as the reunion hit. She didn't jack around with timing, guys.
Yeah. I wish I could have, you know, but.
We'll take a quick break and we're going to come back with fan questions.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman. Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin 4 days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
All right, we are back.
So these are fan questions, not from us.
Not from us. They're from our Instagram.
Yeah. So the first one is, what is the hardest part of filming this season?
The hardest part of filming this season was what was going on in my personal life.
Yeah.
Processing trauma in real time and trying to be strong for my family, for my business, for the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you ever apologize to Meredith for accusing her of lying about her dad's memorial? It's on the gram.
I did at reunion. And the funny thing, once again, I wasn't even the one that perpetuated that. I didn't start that. That was Lisa and Heather. I was just trying to tell Meredith, by you not giving us an answer, it makes you look like you're lying.
I'm kind of getting the vibe that Heather is the like one that moves the chess pieces in this group. I mean, she's already the narrator. Like, we see the most talking heads from her.
Yeah.
Is like, that how you feel a little bit?
She gets people to do her dirty work. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure I'd be sweeping that floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be a mop like me.
I've already been somebody's mop, honey.
Okay. And then the next question, if you can go back again, would you do the bedroom scene with your husband?
This is hard because, I would have still done it because I don't regret who I am.
Right.
And this is me. I would have cut it off at the point of, I would have just made it like a tease. Like, sorry, okay, now time to shut the door. But it's hard for me to not own who I am because I love who I am and I have a great marriage. And that's part of the reason why we're still together is we make time for each other that way. And I'm so sick of being
shamed. I don't think it was horrible.
It was so cringy, but
that was my bathtub scene. And I'm like, I'd do it all over again.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, I just wish that we wouldn't be so shamed for our sexuality. I get no one wants to see me do it with my husband. And I don't necessarily want to put that out there, but it's me. So it's hard to say I wouldn't do it again.
Yeah.
I don't even know what this question means, so I'm obviously behind on something, but what is the hype about Utah girls in the Stanley Cups?
Oh, look, I have one right now.
Oh, what does that mean?
Okay, so whatever the top bloggers, there's like 10 bloggers here that whatever they do and say, everyone does it. It's the Utah model. You just duplicate. I mean, it's the model of the church, right? So Stanley, I think, was like a fishing company or a hunting company, outdoors company. And one of the bloggers just started carrying around a Stanley cup and now everyone has them and they sell out. You can't even get one anymore.
Okay. So while we're on the topic of Utah, have you been following Mom Talk?
Yes, I have.
I haven't.
Oh, do you know any of those girls?
Not personally, but I know, I have a stepson, that he is friends with one of the wives.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh. So,
but they weren't the ones involved. You hear a name, Camille, the Monday, yes, that comes up a lot. They weren't actually involved. They're friends with that group though. Camille is.
They did all the TikToks with them.
I don't know if Camille did or not.
Camille did, the blonde, pretty blonde.
No, that's, her name's Whitney.
Oh, there's two blondes. They look very similar. Yeah.
Camille is blonde. So maybe, yeah. I don't know.
I think she's on the talks, but like.
She, at some point, she definitely was. Like the one where they're like coming down the stairs.
Yes.
Holding arms and stuff like that. I think she was in like those bigger group talks. But no, the main three that blew it up. I heard that she got her show.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, she
might be on your show next year.
I take the time about every 2 weeks to go see what she's up to. I'm just saying.
What is it called?
It's Mom Talk.
I'm going to have to.
Hashtag Mom TOK. And then, all right. If you had to pick one of the new friends, who would you choose to be a full-time housewife?
Oh, that's hard because I think that they all truly deserve it.
This is Angie K.
Okay, all right, Angie K.
The one you met.
Don't be trying to skirt around the question.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to not be a people pleaser anymore. But the one that you met, she's amazing.
And what do you think's harder when you are filming? Because you did say this, and this is something Tam and I've spoken about before. When you say people pleasing and trying to make everybody happy, are you thinking about the other women that you're friends with on the show, or are you thinking what the audience thinks? And do you think there are certain people in your group of friends that really care about what the audience thinks, that they're altering their true self?
1000%. There are a couple of those. And for me, it was more, I just didn't want to hurt Dana's feelings or H's feelings. Cause I mean, they bring a lot to the show too, but oh my God, yes, we have, this was a big topic on Girls Trip actually, is like what motivates people to do this show. Some people come on to promote for their business, right? Like a platform for marketing. Some people just want fame. Like everyone has their own reason of why they come on and do that. And we definitely have people who care a lot about the audience, and you can watch them literally talk out of both sides of their mouth to placate to both sides.
Yeah, that's not right. Good.
Yeah, that's never.
That's never good.
You have
and,
to like,
and then it's like as soon as the, I mean, I'm probably gonna get in trouble for saying this, but like as soon as the cameras are down, they're a completely different person, and you're like, what the?
Yeah, you never know how people are gonna act on camera.
Yeah, you just want people to
some
show.
Some people are supernatural and can just be themselves. And other people talk in a different voice. So it's crazy.
Well, I personally can't wait for this. We are so excited to get this and Potomac back going. We're going to have it's going to be great. And then we're going to do one final question. Okay. One final girls trip question. Who do you think was the most drama on your season of Girls Trip?
The most drama, the most dramatic was Leah. Like so dramatic.
Did you like her?
Is Giselle. I love Giselle, by the way. Like we still text, and that was another friendship I didn't expect to make, but I love Giselle. But she brings it. She is shady. Yeah. And it's reasonable.
Yeah. it's not so reasonably shady.
It's always shady.
It's always shady.
No, she's a good housewife.
Yeah, she shaded us.
She tried this. Giselle tried to go on and say, like, I can't believe those two have a podcast. Like, their numbers, blah, blah, blah. And so then Tam and I are like going and we're looking. We're like, oh, we see, there we are, number one. And then
there
we had
you are,
this scroll,
number 75.
Oh, there you are, down at number 75. Like, at least if you're going to shade, have to know. Oh, your facts.
Right. She got it wrong. Because I said, or you said that we're a housewife podcast. And she's like, you guys aren't housewives. You got fired or something like that.
Yeah.
And we're like, that's not what we're saying.
No, we're a podcast that talks about housewives.
Yeah.
Either way, Tamara's hired back now. So it's like, you know what? I'm her hype girl.
And everyone knows, like, once you're a housewife, you always have that title. Like, that you are a housewife. And
most of them know.
Nah, I'll remove mine. I'm fine.
You hung yours up.
I hung mine on the side. But no, we are so excited to watch you this season, hang out with you at BravoCon
and San Clemente.
Yes. Yeah.
All the things. And if you guys have not gotten your tickets yet, make sure to go to BravoCon 2022 and come hang out with us all.
Get your tickets. Yeah. I think
Tamara and I have. We're doing something together.
We are. We are.
So get your tickets and come and see us, because we're all going to be together.
Love it. Thank you so much. And we can't wait to see you on our screen soon. What is it? October
9th?
7th?
It airs?
Yeah.
September 28th.
Oh!
Next week.
Oh, so they're September. September 28th. And then Potomac must be. Yeah.
Next week. So buckle up.
Next week. I'm so excited.
How many episodes do you think we're going to get?
And
I think they ever know, do you?
Just
guessing, not as many as last season, probably like 13 to 15, maybe.
What did you have last season?
Like 23.
That's a lot.
Yeah, 23. I like it more when they're compacted into less so you get more drama.
I like it because 23.
No, we got annoyed last year when we saw like fashion shows. Obviously. But me as a viewer, I'm like, no, I don't need to.
From the viewing perspective, I agree.
It's more action packed.
Yeah. You don't want to fast forward to an episode. You don't want fluff or filler.
Yeah, like there's stuff I'm like, I don't care. It's
real good stuff, you know?
I don't mind fluff or filler.
On your own shit. But when you're watching it, text me, I want to jab my eyes out, then that's different. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us,
Whitney.
And we'll see you soon.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Bye. Bye.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, the Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. the I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.